From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A monitoring group says a series of truck bombs in a Kurdish-held town in northeast Syria has killed at least 22 people, including several women and a doctor. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the bombs went off near a health center and vegetable market in the town of Tel Tamer in Hasakeh province. The Britain-based group, which has a network of contacts on the ground in Syria, said dozens were wounded in the late Thursday attacks. Tel Tamer is controlled by Kurdish YPG forces, which have for months been battling Islamic State extremists in the area with the help of U.S.-led airstrikes. The Taliban claimed responsibility for an attack in central Kabul Friday evening. A massive explosion, followed by bursts of gunfire, could be heard about 6 p.m. Friday in the affluent Sherpur area near diplomatic missions and government buildings. The Taliban said multiple suicide bombers attacked a guest house in the area and inflicted heavy casualties. There was no official confirmation of that account, however. The attack is said to have taken place near the Spanish embassy in the Afghan capital. The Taliban statement said the target was a guest house used by foreign invaders. Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui tweeted that a car bomb appeared to be the source of the explosion. Heavy gunfire followed the first massive explosion, and a reporter near the scene said police reported at least three attackers were involved. Friday's attack in Kabul followed a 27-hour siege of the airport in southern Kandahar City on Tuesday. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke to reporters at the U.N. climate talks in Paris.
We had a very constructive meeting. There's a lot of progress made last night, a long night.
Kerry met with French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius Friday after what sources said was a hard night of negotiations among the 195 nations at the Paris meetings. Fabius said the final agreement and conclusion of the talks was extended by a day until Saturday. The biggest disagreements have been over how much financial responsibility poorer nations should take for the cost of cutting greenhouse gas emissions and what the stated long-term goal of the agreement should be. In another development, China said President Xi Jinping spoke by telephone with U.S. President Barack Obama to discuss climate change. North and South Korea have held high-level talks for the first time in nearly 2 years, with both sides expressing a desire to improve long-strained ties. The vice ministerial-level meeting was held Friday at the Kaesong Industrial Complex, just north of the tense demilitarized zone separating the two countries. South Korean Vice Unification Minister Hwang Boo-gi and his North Korean counterpart, Jeon Jong-soo, struck an optimistic tone as they shook hands at the beginning of the dialogue. The talks were agreed to in August as part of a deal that ended a standoff over a landmine incident that wounded two South Korean soldiers near the border. There is no official agenda for the talks, and no significant breakthroughs are expected, though each side is thought to have clear goals. Pyongyang is expected to push for the resumption of South Korean tours to its scenic Mount Kumgang resort. Brian Padden is VOA's correspondent in Seoul.
South Korea would like more of these inter-Korean separated family reunions, similar to the one that just happened about a month ago. That was the first time in about 2 years. So they want to make that a regular and permanent type of setup.
The last such meeting was held in October. A Burundian army spokesman says 12 gunmen who attacked military bases in the capital Friday were killed as soldiers clashed with their attackers. Colonel Gaspar Baratuza said in a statement that 21 attackers were captured along with some arms and explosives. He said five soldiers were wounded. However, army soldiers, speaking on condition of anonymity, said that at least three soldiers were killed. Gunfire and explosions were heard around Bujumbura after the identified gunmen attacked at least two military sites. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.